the resignation of any priest remain a big shock for the entire church, because as said St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 12 to 13.
The excerpt you started listening to is that of Father Bakaba Etienne from the Archdiocese of Douala. I had asked him about the increasing resignation of priests. That's what we will be talking about in this episode of the podcast. I'm Joe Pavel Nyoisuli, and this is Society Deep. Reverend Father Bakaba will highlight several aspects on the resignation and suspension of priests. We recall the recent cases in Mamfe and Buya. Between February and June 2023, two priests from the Mamfe Diocese, Father Jodone Akawung and Kennedy Akwo, resigned. This came a year after another priest from the Buya Diocese, Reverend George Galam, quit. He was later seen in a viral video proposing to a lady in the U.S. All of this has raised worries among Christians about the sanctity of the church. Let's now hear from Father Bakaba. Welcome, Reverend. Could you please start by telling us who we are honored to have?
I am Reverend Father Etienne Bakaba from Douala Archdiocese.
More priests resigning nowadays. I guess it's a huge blow to the church.
First of all, I would like to underline that the resignation of any priest remains a big shock, shame and failure for the entire church. Because, as said St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 13, church is the body of Christ, and Christ is like a single body, even though it is made up of different parts. So the suffering of a member is a suffering of the entire body.
I felt priesthood is a vocation which is supposed to be for life. How come we have cases of priests fired, priests resigning?
Some priests abandon the holy mysteries due to their own life, that they judge not worthy to continue to abuse church, abuse people of God, and abuse themselves. It is a scandal. Some others are simply fired from the holy mystery. Je vais expliquer un peu en français. Le code de droit canonique, dans le canon 290, précise que l'ordination sacrée, une fois validement reçu, n'est jamais annulé. Cependant, un clerc, c'est-à-dire un prêtre, un évêque ou un diacre, peut perdre l'état clérical selon trois points. Le premier point, par sentence judiciaire ou décret administratif qui déclare l'invalidité de l'ordination sacrée. C'est-à-dire, on passe dans un tribunal ecclésiastique et le tribunal juge que celui qui a reçu l'ordination sacrée n'avait pas qualité. La deuxième raison, c'est par la peine de renvoi légitimement infligée. Je pense que c'est le cas ici pour les confrères de Manfé qui sont mentionnés ici. Et la troisième, c'est par prescription du siège apostolique, c'est-à-dire Rome. Et on accorde cela au prêtre que pour des raisons très, très graves. For example, if a priest got a registry office reading, in this case, he is guilty of ad divinis suspens. Ad divinis suspens means that the priest can no longer celebrate the holy office like Eucharist or another sacrament, except to baptize a person that is in danger of death.
Okay, tell me, do you think stopping celibacy can be an option to reducing the rate at which priests are quitting?
Stop celibacy can never be a solution, according to me. A solution remains on the prayer, of course, because it is God himself who calls all priests to serve him. Remark that priesthood is a God service. Priesthood is not a human service. So the people of God also may help the priest especially young priests, to remain faithful in their state.
So much insight from Reverend Bakaba. It was really enriching. This is where we come to the end of this episode of Society Deep. See you next time. I've been Joe Pavel Nyoisule.